right. Well, I think as we start to wrap on the day, I would just really like us to maybe first invite some general closing observations from our chair and state forester, and then I'll do a little closing for everyone.
Okay.
So, Jim?
Well, honestly, I'm feeling a little low energy at this point. I'm glad this thing won't go on too much further. I'm struggling to stay with it. But that said, I think we've done a pretty good job of what we needed to do today. There's just a tremendous amount of work as we go forward. I also want, it was just brought up around the idea of these outside speakers and Nancy saying, that can be kind of a fundamental help us as we go forward with our process for the forestry program for Oregon. A couple of names have been named. I would encourage each board member, because I know there's been recommendations in the past on other presenters that we would want to make. I know, Brenda, you've made suggestions once or twice. I think we've had such a, our meetings have been pretty full of other things as we've gone through the recruitment process and all. So I encourage everyone, if you've got whatever presentations that we might want to be seeing as a board over the next year, please put in writing those suggestions and send them to me and certainly copy Hillary so that we can start implementing that and putting it into our future board meetings. Beyond that, a lot of hard work. Thanks to all of you for being there through all of this. Nancy?
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I think you're probably not alone in feeling that your tank might be getting a little low there. That said, we just stand up and we just keep on going. That's what we got to do every day. So trust and know that that's what we're doing. I do want to say thanks for the robust conversation and feedback that we heard today. I also want to remind board members that really this is the beginning of this conversation around your priorities and the sequencing of that work. I want to share that I think we have heard, at least I have heard, some consistent themes around your feedback that we need to do a better job at representing our integrated work, making those linkages and representing that collaboration. I think we've heard feedback around considering overarching work plan for forest mitigation, which might represent an improved focus and strengthen that area as a priority. I think you want to see stronger commitments in the climate change carbon plan implementation. I think we need some further discussion about that amongst the executive team. And we heard clearly about the addition of a carbon footprint study and want to make that more transparent in the work plan. Lastly, I think for me, I had intended to go back to kind of the list. We are tracking the names that were named relative to possible speakers, and we're tracking the economic report revenues from harvest across various landowners. And as Jim said, we'll continue to take more input. So I'll leave it at that. We appreciate your engagement and ownership of your forestry program for Oregon and your work plans. So thank you.
Nancy, that's a great job on summarizing a lot of important pieces that came out of this. I think you caught a lot of it, if not all of it.
So in closing, we started this retreat with some contemplating around essentials, And I would like us to just come full circle on that now that you've spent a couple of days together and you've had these very rich conversations. You've got a sight line as to what's out in front of you for the next few years. Where are you at now in terms of that question of essential? What do you consider to be an essential piece to success moving forward? And maybe we just ask who would like to start if something comes top of mind. All right, Joe.
I will start. I'm connected well. I think, first of all, I am very thankful for this board. And so I'm very thankful for all of you and all the staff that have contributed to this meeting over the last 2 days. I think about essential, I think it'll, and we talked about this earlier, and it's unfortunately something not being able to do, but we got to get out into the woods and start looking at some of these things firsthand. I think that's going to be essential for this board. And I think, you know, we talk a lot about mitigation, and we talk a lot about fire and even restoration and what those things mean. And there's no substitute for seeing those things firsthand in the field and understanding what, you know, we talk about it, what that means, I think, you know, virtually here, especially, but actually seeing it firsthand. And I see that firsthand out in the woods that I work. I see forest fires firsthand. I see federal lands that have been destroyed by forest fire and turning to brush fields and things of that nature. And I don't want to get on my soapbox too much here, but I think it really will be essential for this board to get out and have that discussion in the field. And so I know Jim knows that, I hope that in this coming year we can do that, because I think the value of that will be tremendous for this body. So, but thank you. But I'm very thankful for all of you. Thank you.
I would agree with that, Joe. I think, you know, as we look at a farming season, this has been one of the most difficult ones we have ever had. 116 degrees decimates crops, decimates berries. It really makes us think about how do we move from just defense to offense in a more meaningful, practical way, you know, as we're out here in the ground managing these natural resources. And I think, you know, in a way, we've talked about a bigger picture, looking at a bigger picture of moving from defense to offense, because so much of this work plan is pure defense, and we're getting more and more of that, not less of it. And, you know, I think it just begs some really bigger questions on our forests and our approach and how we genuinely move that needle.
Well, I'll jump in. You know, what's essential for me personally is to go for a couple of more long walks and let this whole thing kind of roam around in my brain and try to make sense of it all, because it is large, complex, and I completely agree with Chandra's roadmap piece and I need to think more about how to make that happen. For the board, you know, I agree with Joe. I think getting out in the field and seeing some of these situations that have occurred in different forest types across the state, and have each one of us interpret what we're seeing. Because what I think Joe sees as complete devastation of a forest returning to brush fields, I see as a conversion to a different habitat type. And it's something that's happened for eons. It's just that climate change is creating things happening more intensely and more frequently than it has in the past. And how are we going to deal with that? And what are we going to do about that? And I think the best place to have those discussions is standing out in the forest. And if COVID restricts us to continuing in this manner, then okay, I guess we're reducing our climate, our greenhouse gas emissions, but I do think, I agree with Joe, there's real value to being out in the field.
I'll third or fourth that. I like being in the woods. I would love to walk around the woods with all of you. As I reflect on this and what's essential, I go back to the staff in the Department of Forestry. I mean, we interact with the executive team, the folks who are here on this Zoom meeting, but there's a lot of folks behind you making all this happen. And, you know, a lot of this is not big, glamorous policy work, or it's nitty gritty administrative work that's essential to the operations of this whole department and all that this department does. And taking a line from Joe, there's a lot of gratitude for all of the staff at ODF who do all of this work and make this meeting possible and make all of the ideas that we keep mulling over in these meetings reality. And that's a huge amount of work, and it's really important work. And I feel very grateful for all of the wonderful folks in the department who are doing all this work. And we're in good hands.
And then I get to second or third, fourth, fifth, whatever it is, everybody's previous statements, which I agree with. Brenda, from a personal standpoint, I think, yes, a walk sounds great right now, and probably a glass of wine later to digest all of this as a personal need. But as far as for the board work, you know, I think I'm just left with thinking that we need to stay forward looking. And I think that kind of gets at what you're talking about a little bit, Carla, in terms of it's going to be really easy to get bogged down in details, which we need to be, and to be reactive to what other people are asking us for, and we need to be that as well. But we need to keep our eyes toward the future and making sure that we're crafting solutions that not only meet this moment, but, you know, meet what we anticipate to be the future conditions decades out from now. And, you know, bringing in, thinking about non-traditional solutions in that period, and bringing in people with diverse perspectives that might be able to educate us on things that we do not have expertise in necessarily at this moment, or all of us don't. And so I think all those threads were things that we talked about over the last 2 days, and I really appreciated hearing that. And I think, again, still left looking forward to getting to spend some more time working on these issues next few years.
Okay, well, for me in the short term, what's going to be essential is a nap. But seriously, as Ben was saying, you know, the work is really, really important. And I think, you know, what is most essential is that this board continues to operate and communicate in the ways that we've all witnessed. And, you know, I've just watched all of you deal with each other so beautifully and respectfully and not in a false way, and you push each other a little bit, and sometimes you're kind of needling each other, but you're doing it just so nicely. And so again, I see it, all of these interactions as genuine, and so we got to hold on to that if we're going to do this big, important job. That's where I see essential is what we've got to hold on to.
Nancy, why don't you offer your thoughts on that essential question?
Well, I liked a lot of what I heard. I might have to wait till 5 o'clock to manage some of that in, but... it's definitely on the forefront of my mind. I was kind of reflecting back, without a doubt for me, that the communication is going to be this kind of communication amongst board members, and that continued communication and partnership with your team here at the department to really be able to move the needle on your priorities. And that kind of takes me back to the word Jim used about the term, I think, was intensity yesterday morning. And this is serious, intense work. And you have individuals, Ben, that you referred to as you know, folks out there on the front line, at the front desk, all the employees that are actively going about having an effect on forests in Oregon. And I just want to note that your appreciation and recognition of that will ripple throughout this organization. So thank you. So with that, just communicate, and we need to stay at the same kind of intensity, but a sustainable intensity as we move forward.
Great. Great, great, great. So we won't keep you here much longer, but just want to appreciate all of you for leaning in and really staying focused and present. And I know it's difficult to do in this virtual platform, but you did it really well. And I'm very hopeful for all the next steps. What are the next steps? When does the board get back together? When will we sort of relook at some of these work plans and strategic initiatives? You don't have to go into detail.
I defer to you, Bill.
Oh, is someone?
Oh. Yeah, I heard something there too. Okay. If you're looking for kind of that next step, I think that fortunately we have, I think, established some really strong, healthy relationships between board members and the team here. So I would expect those conversations to continue and continue to inform what we bring to you, which I believe happens in January. Is that right, Bill? And then that'll be kind of your first iteration of the next version of your work plan. And we would continue to take feedback on that there. And then I think it comes back to you in March to kind of finalize moving forward.
Great. It sounds like the FPFO conversations will start up in March as well. Okay. Great. Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to either close it out or defer to Jim to close us out here.
Okay. I'll do the close out. I do want to, for any members of the public watching, remind them about our recruitment process and availability to both provide comments as well as possible questions for the next interview process, and that can be done on the board, on the ODF website, on the board meeting site. Other than that, I think we're done, and this Board of Forestry retreat is therefore adjourned.
Thank you. I hope it's our last Zoom retreat.
Me too. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.